So the Silent Book Club was created in 2012 in San Francisco by two friends that just enjoyed reading together in a bar, and they just thought it'd be fun to have a book club where you don't have homework and you have to go and read a certain book. You just get together for an hour of reading what you enjoy. 2,000 chapters around the world in 60 different countries, and then we've decided to start our own one tomorrow on World Book Night.
What can people come into the session like expect?
With tomorrow being World Book Night, part of World Book Night is having a reading hour where they want everybody in the UK to get together to enjoy reading for an hour. And it's also the National Year of Reading this year as well, so it ties in really lovely with that. And we want people to come at 6:45, and we'll have refreshments, tea, coffee, get yourself a drink, sit somewhere comfy, and then at 7 o'clock we'll set a timer. Then it's just an hour of reading. The alarm will go off at 8, and then we'll have a chance for everyone to talk if they want to, or if you don't want to, you can just leave. But the main thing is just bring something that you like, any format, audiobook, manga, comic, paperback, Kindle, any format and anything you want, and just enjoy that hour to yourself.
After this, you're looking at starting a regular silent book club. So will this follow the same format?
Moving forward, it'll be on the last Wednesday of the month. So the next one will be on the 27th of May, and it'll be 6:30 till 8. And yet the same format, bring a book you enjoy, come and read for an hour, get a cup of tea and a bit of chat at the end if that's what you want. And then, you know, if it becomes popular, we'll talk to people that are coming, see if they want to mix things up and go from there, basically.
How important is this offering to library users? Like a reading group, something that the people have been asking for?
We're really quite excited to launch a silent book club because for the last 20 years we've had a readers group at the library, and that format is completely different. The members choose what books we're going to read, and whoever suggested the book then takes the lead and we talk about that particular book that particular month. What we wanted to do was to turn that on its head and not be prescriptive about what people come and read. So it's an exciting spin, really, on a book club idea. And with it being the National Year of Reading, and the impetus for the National Year of Reading is to get more people to read for pleasure by bringing their own book, we feel that there's a good chance that they're going to sit and devour it for the hour. You know, we're expecting people, when the alarm goes off at 8, for people to be, oh my goodness, you know, where's that time gone? Because we do appreciate there's a lot of people out there who would love to have an hour's peace at home to read. And if you've got families or there's so many distractions at home, we wanted it to be somewhere to come and they can guarantee that peace and quiet to get into their book, a new book, maybe get a book that's been on their bedside table for a long time that I really want to finish that, but I never get time to read it. Maybe somebody like that might come along and they'll get that book finished.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.